In terms of the Western world, the church has had to cope with a couple of realities. One has been the astonishing success of mission. So, as we look out at the 20th century, particularly the last third of the 20th century, has been the time of the biggest numerical growth of the church almost ever. So just an explosion of revivals around the world. So in terms of conversion growth, it's been astonishing. But of course, accompanied by this huge decline in the West. And the two couldn't stand in greater contrast, really. The explosion of the church everywhere else and the implosion of the church in the sending base. So that's been one huge trend as Europe has lost its influence politically, economically, in terms of empire. So too the Western Church has lost its influence, and we see the rewriting of the world map of Christianity. The other thing that's happened within the Christian world has been the shift in terms of what's mainstream and the rise of what we call the evangelical, the charismatic, and the Pentecostal, or as some writers put it, they put it in a slightly different order, they call them the world of the EPCs, evangelical, Pentecostal, charismatics. And that's kind of become the new mainstream for the church, nearly all across the Western world. As the older historic churches, particularly the churches which became associated with a more liberal form of Christianity, have really declined to an astonishing extent, we've seen the rewriting of what the church is normally like. There's a new centre, a new mainstream. Now, those kinds of shifts and the ability of that new mainstream in the West to connect with the mission field, because they have a huge amount in common around creedal Christianity, that connection is incredibly powerful and very, very important as mission comes back to the West, because we can look to the millions of migrants who are coming to the Western world as natural partners in the task of rewriting the history of the church in the West also.